Hey, this is Susie Larson. If you don't have time to listen to the full podcast, here's a highlight from today's show.
One of the big issues that I also find at work today is this. There are so many opportunities on offer, and the information stream from the web and from just the way life is right now is so great, so constant, that there's a dual difficulty. One is making a choice and holding to it, and the other is the discipline of seeing things through. It's very easy when I'm talking to students in their late teens and early 20s to look at their life from the standpoint of, I want to do everything. I want to go in a multitude of different directions. And it sounds nice, but at the same time, really the truth is, it's an excuse for not committing.
Mm-hmm.
And it really, part of the utilization of a gift, of a spiritual calling, is accepting that there is a discipline required here, just like there is for daily scripture reading and prayer. It's not easy. Simply because you've been called, or because you have what you feel is an invitation from God to apply His direction in a particular way, in a particular manner, does not mean that the doors are automatically going to open.
Yeah.
And part of this, just as you say, is following through, taking the risk. But the fulfillment that comes when there is this opportunity to bring talent and drive and ambition and focus together with God's calling, it is an immense way to spend a day.
Great way to say it, an immense way to spend a day. I might be wrong, Davis, but I feel like I remember you saying that you worked in a different full-time job when you started to write, and so you really had to carve out the time. Is that correct?
Yes, that is true. And to be honest, though, and I imagine the same thing is true for you, I have never met a successful author that has not had to go through whatever the challenge is to get to the point where you can write full-time, you can use your gift full-time. My time, when I came to Faith, I was a consultant. I was actually running a very small consulting office. Part of the reason why the gift came so early in my own personal walk was, I think God recognized in me that sort of ambitious drive that I was not willing to take the sacrifices required because of prayer. It, you know, in principle, I should do these things, but I would do it for a job. And so He gave me a job that He knew was going to give me the fulfillment that I had always been hungering for and didn't even know. But the result was that I had to give up a lot of the stuff that was just baggage, you know, just the mistakes of living without faith. And so gradually over the first 2-3 years, it was this paring away, just peeling the onion, going down to the bare bones of life so that I could work my day job, and my goal was to have 20 hours a week for the writing on the side.